Joining me in the studio, I'm delighted to welcome my studio guest, Kathy Summers. Very good morning, Kathy.
Good morning.
And very nice of you to come in. Lovely to see you, and thank you so much for giving us your time. And you have just launched this new business here on the island, Helping Hands Domestic Services. So tell us a little bit about that. Domestic services, what does that cover?
Ah, well, it covers a number of things, actually.
Mm-hmm.
I do ordinary domestic cleaning,
mm-hmm.
Which can cover, you know, anything from cleaning insides of windows and hoovering, all the usual things.
And so, I mean, are we talking, you know, sort of deep cleans in kitchens and bathrooms
do,
and so on?
Yes, absolutely. We can do deep cleans. We can do quick sort of runovers with Hoover. It is very much a tailored service.
Okay.
So it does depend on what the individual clients want. I also do some shopping. So particularly for elderly people.
Yes,
that
of course.
Are
yeah.
Unable to get out and about.
I mean, that's interesting. You mentioned that the elderly people. I mean, clearly we have a waiting towards an elderly population here on the island, naturally. And so the service that you're providing, I mean, you're fairly new to the island yourself, and I know that you have a very strong community spirit. So is this kind of partly what you're aiming to do?
This is definitely partly what I'm aiming to do.
Okay.
It's, you know, since moving to the island last year,
mm-hmm.
I found that it's a very, very community-based island.
Mm.
It's lovely. Everybody is, you know, wants to help everybody.
Yeah.
And I just love that spirit. And the people are so lovely and welcoming. So I just thought it would be nice to do something that can actually, you know, put something back into the community and help. I mean, obviously, you know, I need to earn a living.
Of course, no, it's a commercial business.
It is a commercial business, but it's nice to actually be, you know, helping people at the same time as you know, running a business.
Absolutely, and I'm interested in what you say there about the personal tailoring of the service. So can I use the phrase needs driven, in other words? I mean, so how does that work? I mean, you pop along and meet potential clients? Or?
Yes, I definitely like to meet clients beforehand because
mm-hmm.
I think it's a very personal thing, you know,
yes.
Inviting somebody into your home.
Yeah, of course.
So I think it's really nice to actually meet the individuals first off
and to discuss
what they want.
Mm-hmm.
So and that can vary. You know, I've got a 92-year-old lady who actually manages reasonably well.
Mm-hmm.
But she can't manage hoovering, for instance.
Sure.
You know, it's too hard and bathrooms and kitchens are far, you know, she can do a little bit of dusting and
mm-hmm.
that's good, you know.
So it's nice in a way that, I mean, you know, obviously people are taking pride in their own homes and so on,
mm-hmm.
And will do what they can. But there are certain things, as you say, that, you know, that some people just aren't able to do of a certain age, perhaps. And
that's right.
And you can provide that sort of plugging the gaps that can keep their home in the condition that they would expect.
Exactly. And I mean, I'm flexible on, you know, how long I spend with somebody.
Mm-hmm.
I've also, one of the other things that I do is I can actually take people shopping. So again, you know, this is something for, you know, perhaps the elderly.
But it still gives them a sense of their independence
exactly.
and while you're doing that, but you're just supporting them.
Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah. So I can either go and do their shopping for them
mm-hmm.
If they're totally unable to get out, or I can actually take them. And sometimes that's something nice, you know, because they like a little bit of an outing.
Yeah, of course.
And it's nice to choose your own food. And as you say, it leaves them feeling, you know, a little bit more independent still. So,
yeah, for sure.
So yes.
So this is a fairly recent launch, only a matter of weeks, I believe, that it's been running. So Helping Hands Domestic Services is the name. And how's it going so far?
It's going really well.
Great.
Yes, I've got two regular clients.
Okay.
And I have another inquiry.
And whereabouts are you operating from?
I'm operating from the West White.
Okay.
But I do go out to Newport,
mm-hmm.
And it would depend on what kind of contract it was, because
sure.
I'm also able to do small commercial.
Mm-hmm.
I do undertake small commercial contracts, so
mm-hmm.
you know, if somebody needs help in a B&B or a wine bar,
mm-hmm.
so it's a bit of everything, really.
Sure.
It's aimed at everybody, so...
And you're fully kind of, if I can put it this way, sort of equipped for dealing with whatever the contract requires or the job needs. So you've got all the materials and equipment and so on?
I have, yep. I've got all my own materials, okay. You know, hoovers and all the general things that that you need when cleaning.
Okay. So you can turn up with pretty much everything that you need to do the job wherever you're going.
Yeah.
And, of course, you're fully covered insurance-wise and so on.
Absolutely.
All of that's in place. And as you mentioned just a moment ago about taking people shopping, that requires, obviously, cover for your car insurance and so on. And all that is firmly
it's
in place.
It's all firmly in place, yes.
Good stuff. Excellent. And, well, it's absolutely a brilliant service because, I mean, it's not just, of course, for the elderly, although I suspect that a great many of your clients may be those who have pride naturally in their own homes, but perhaps need a little bit of extra help. Mm. But of course, there are other people who you can help in terms of, you know, busy households, working mums and dads, just simply not having the time.
So exactly, yes.
There are plenty of other opportunities where people might want to take advantage of your services. And I love the name, Helping Hands. I mean, it really is that kind of community sense to it as well, which is lovely, which is really good. And this interview, of course, we will be editing to put up on our website as a podcast. But can I just mention that we already have a link to your website on our VectisRadio.com website at the moment, which is now up and running, so people can find out more by checking in on that. And can you give out any other contact details that people might need?
Yes, indeed. I use a mobile, and the mobile number is... have you got your pens ready?
Yeah.
07805 116 290. I also have an email address.
Okay.
Which is Kathy with a C at helpinghandsdomesticservices.co.uk.
Okay.
And I do have a website as well.
This is the one we're linking to from...
This is the one that you're linking to,
our Vectis Radio website. Yeah, but people can search your website on...
They can. If they search the internet, just simply helpinghandsdomesticservices.co.uk.
Okay.
It's not... because it's so new, it's not really sort of working very well with the search engines at the moment. But as I understand, the more hits you get, the further up the list you go.
Yeah, so. Absolutely. So get on that. Get pressing those buttons. Get on that keyboard. There's obviously on the website, there's details about all this range of services that you can provide, and full details are available there. Can you remind us of that mobile number again, please, Kathy?
Okay, the mobile number is 07805 116 290.
Okay, brilliant. So a fairly new business, obviously starting well, and you're obviously very passionate about this, and it's lovely the way it dovetails with the community spirit, which we often talk about here at Vectis Radio, being a community station. But it's lovely that while it's still a commercial enterprise, it is of course still very much angled towards dipping into that community spirit here on the island and adding to it, if I may say so, which is great. So we wish you the very best of luck with your new venture. Thank you so much for coming in. And as I say, this interview will be available as a podcast on the website at vectisradio.com. You can check out the link to Kathy's Helping Hands Domestic Services website itself through our own website at vectisradio.com. So once again, Kathy, lovely to see you, and thank you so much for coming in, and we wish you the very best of luck. Perhaps you'll come back when you're absolutely fully booked, if you can find time to come and tell us how it's going. But
that would be great. Thank you very much for inviting me in.
Not at all. Absolute pleasure.